Kyle, thank you, Chevra, for coming. Just two things of introduction. First, I didn't know I was going to have it. I had a totally different topic prepared. Not actually prepared, but in my mind. And then I saw over the course of 2 days, like, a lot of things that happened to connect to each other. And I was talking to Effie before, and I'm like, whoa, how does that happen? Where, like, just for some reason 2 days, everything connects. And Effie's like, because Hashem runs the world. So it was a big wake-up call for me. Sometimes you're learning and you don't even realize what it's all about. But thank you for that. Also, that's the only introduction I'll give. So the first source, we see this Chanukah is coming up. Your mom, you need to prepare when it's Chanukah. It's a little bit too late to prepare ourselves mentally. So we're going to learn about Chanukah, and that's going to spread out into a larger topic. Famous Rambam, source number one, says Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chavivihi An Ma'od. The Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is a precious, precious mitzvah. Very strange lashon. We don't really have this lashon anywhere else in Mishnah Torah. Chaviva. Only other place that happens in Shas is Chaviva Mitzvah Shaita. Similar lashon by some heirs of Pesach, but in the Rambam at least we don't find this. And we have to thank Hashem for all the nisim and praise Hashem all the nisim does for us. And we go on to say this is such a crazy halach, such a precious halach, that even an ani who is supported by tzedakah, he has to sell his clothes in order that he can buy shemen and niros, which we don't find a source for this in the Gemara at all. There's no source for this. The question is, why is the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah so precious? I heard a lot of mahalchim in my life. Can't really say I remember them, but when I read this one, it's based off Rav Olshin's sefer Yerech LaMoadim, Yerech LaMoadim. I happened to open this piece; it was really mind blowing, and a lot of the shiur is based off that, and then expands into other places. So our first question is, what is the Rambam doing with this lashon of mitzvah chaviva him an ma'od? What is that all about? Question number two is, if you look at source number two, the whole story of Chanukah doesn't make any sense whatsoever. We know that we couldn't find oil to light the menorah, and because the Yevonim were metame the oil. But it doesn't really make sense. Look at the pre-chadash. He asks, Vim Tomar, there's no such thing as, on a deraisa level, there's no such thing as Tomas Goyim. The Gemara Nida, Daf Lama Dalad, Amad Aleph says, Midrabanan, we consider them to be like Zavim, but the Din deraisa is that there's no such inyan of a Goy being Tame. So we don't think that Goyim are running in with Shratzim and like dipping them into the oil, and the stum of the way that they thought they were being Matame, the oil, is by touching it, by opening up and touching it. But that shouldn't be a problem. So that oil is completely fine. What does it mean they couldn't find oil until they found one jug with the chasima on it that they were able to last for 1 day, for 8 days? It's unnecessary. They could have used any of the oils. That's question number one. Question number two, oh, that was question number two, actually. Question number three is the Chassam Sofer asked a similar question. Also, Pnei Yeshua also asked the same question. A very famous question is the din of Tumahot Shrabat Tzibor. And that whenever you have tumah for the tzibor, tumah that's nogeya for the tzibor, it's hutra. If you don't consider it to be tumah, it's allowed to be used. So obviously the menorah with the oil is for the tzibor, and therefore there shouldn't be no problem whatsoever that the oil was tumah. First of all, it shouldn't be tumah to begin with, because again, they're non-Jews, and they're not tumah mechayim. Number two, even if it was tumah, which it wasn't, even if it was tumah, so they look at the Chassam Sofer's answer. He says something amazing, and this is, I think, what the Pri Chadash is alluding to as well. Looking down at source number three, where should we start here? First line: Nir Linias Daiti, Devadi Tumas Meis Hutra Betzibor, Achim Gazrel Gaim Lios Kizavim Betumazav Lo Hutra Betzibor. As we said, it was a Din Drabanan that they were Tame. Hashem. And the Chachamim were very confused. At the one hand, there's a din derabanan that we're supposed to have completely tar oil, even from Goyim. Other hand, it's not needed. It's only on a Derbanan level. Deraisa, it's completely fine. So they didn't know what to do. So what happened? Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu Nes, V'dalak Ches Yamim, Bivli Shitzarchu L'vata Alakas Neros. So Hashem made a Nes that he changed Teva in order to, so whatever he could have the mitzvah Derbanan and fully accomplish the mitzvah of menorah, laying the menorah. Mizeh here lehem in a shemaim haskam al gidrei chazal, v'nischazik hadas ve'torah shebal peh. The whole inyan of Chanukah, Chasam Tov is teaching us, is that to show us the preciousness of mitzvahs derabbanan. Hashem doesn't have to change nature. For sure Hashem doesn't have to change nature for dinei derabbanan, things that we made up ourselves. The inyan of Chanukah, which is a crazy thing, that Hashem is willing to change nature, literally, to make nisim, just so that he could show us that he really cares about the dinei derabbanan. If he really cares that we follow it, he really cares that we should be able to do it to the best of our ability as well. And maybe that is exactly what the Rambam is saying, because if you look at source number 4, it's no coincidence that the Lashon, the Medrash uses to describe dinei derabbanan is chavivin divrei sofrim midivrei Torah, shenemar kitov nudechem yayin. So Rav Olshan says, it could be that the Rambam is borrowing the language of this Medrash. Why does the Rambam say mitzvah ner chanukah, mitzvah chivah ma'od? Because since we just said the whole end of Chanukah was just for the pressure of dinei derabbanan, the Rambam alludes to that concept by quoting the Lashon of the Medrash, of the weird Lashon that he normally doesn't use, of chavivin divrei so from midivrei Torah. So,
that's a Medrash, right?
Yeah.
Shir Shirim
Rabbi.
So it's aligning as divrei so from is like kisses, and Torah is like wine. Right? That's what it's, why is that true?
Not sure. That's a good thing.
Asking Pshat in the Pasuk?
Yeah, like usually measures like this would be drawing out like.
I think Dodecha here can mean like lovers. And what the Pasuk is saying, your lovers are better than wine. And who's lovers? Klal Yisrael. Rabbanan are the really lovers of Hashem. And the Pasuk is saying, your lovers are even taster than the wine, the Yain or Shel Torah. Hashem loves the Klal Yisrael Dinim even more than the Dinim Deraiso.
That's right.
But
Revulsion suggests that the Rambam's getting Chaviva from
yes.
this idea of Shir Hashem that's expounded that the Chaviva because Hashem likes.
Exactly. And since that's how the Rambam understands the whole Chashivas of Mitzvah Chanukah, it is literally a holiday all about Durabanans. We celebrate Durabanans like no other holiday. I want to suggest that maybe that's why we focus so much in Mahajrim and Mahajrim. And Adin Durabanan. Do we have Mahajrim and Mahajrim and Dini Duraisa even? No. Because the whole Indian is to show the preciousness, the hider of mitzvahs derabbanan. So that's why we go out of Chanukah, out of our way to accomplish that. So let's go a little bit deeper. Let's go a little deeper now. Drusus Haran, source number 7, will help us explain why dinei derabbanan are so amazing. I'm not going to go through read the whole thing inside, but Drusus Haran basically quotes the Gemara in Bava Metzia that there was a machlokes in Shemayim. There was a machlokes in Shemayim between the Mesifta Dirakia, the yeshiva in the heavenly yeshiva, with Hashem. And the shayla was a Hilchos Tzaras shayla. And Hashem said, Tameh, and they said, Tahor, maybe the other way around. So they said, you know what, let's ask Rav Bar Nachmeni. He's an expert in Hilchos Tumen Zahara. He'll tell us what the din is. So, what does that even mean? Hashem literally said, Tamei Tahor. You're going to ask a man, Rabbi Nachmani, what the din is? The Drush Zoran explains, and this idea was talked about afterwards by other people. But if you read from where the ... is on the third line, it says, Kiyam Yosim Yodim Shesavik Tar Al Derech HaEmes. They knew what the Emes was. They knew what Hashem said. Hayu Omrim Tamei. Shemi Achar She'achras HaTorah Nimser Lem B'chayehem V'sichlam Hi Hayu M'chayev L'Tamei Hayu Min Aroy She'yeh Tamei Afal Pishu B'hefich HaEmes Shechkein Chayev HaSeikal HaNoshi. The way Hashem made the world is that He decided to place in the world that the Torah should be based on our intellect. And if our intellect says something, even if it's not necessarily what Hashem, so to speak, whatever this means, kiviyachol, had in mind, that's exactly what Hashem wants us to follow. He wants to follow when we darsh in the Torah in the proper way. That is what is koveya the mitzias. That is what is koveya the halacha. Even if a baskol comes out, as a different Gemara says, and says the halacha. Even if there's another Gemara that says that the walls of the base medrash, he said, if this is true, one of the Amoraim said, if this is true, then the walls of the base medrash should start coming in. And they did. But we said, we don't listen to that. It's all about what's Sfara. It's all about does it make sense or not. And the Ktsos, in source number 8, says this very beautifully. The Akdama to the Ktsos, it's also very similar, Lashon in the Nefesh HaChaim, that he points out at the end, second to last line at the end, it says, "Avakash Baruch Hu Bacher Banu V'Nasal Lanu Es HaTorah Kvi Achras Seich Lanoshi." The reason he gave us the Torah is so that our minds could decide. Even if in Hashem's world, in Hashem's way that he thought of it, it wasn't. It's not the emes. The imkena mechadju v'chidish gamor rakshi emes b'achras seich lanoshi. Someone who makes something that's a real chidish. As long as it's done through human logic, that's exactly what Hashem wants. That's the way He created the world. That's why He gave us the Torah. That we could begin to understand why mitzvahs derabbanan are so precious. As we're mamish using the Torah and our mind the way it was supposed to be done. And the Rishonim already say this. Well, sorry, I'm going to back off for a second. We saw from the Ktsos and we saw from the Ran that amidst the making din derabbanan so precious, they create worlds. Nefesh HaChaim says each chiddush, each word of a chiddush creates worlds, creates olamos, and that's the reason Hashem created the world, and that's why divrei sofrim mitzvah derabbanan are so precious, and that's what the whole end of Chanukah is all about. The question is why? We still didn't get to the root of why derabbanans have such weight in Shemayim. After all, I would have thought to listen to the Baskel. I would have thought to listen to what Hashem paskins. So what is the whole Indian of the Rabbanans have a koach that's unbelievable? And the answer is because it's not really different than a Baskel, as we're going to explain. It's not really different than what Hashem says. If you look at source number 7. Source number 7. Before we get to source number 7. And 9. We're going to go to turn the page and go to source number 5. Source number 5 is...
11.
I wrote down different numbers on the side. I'm sorry. Source number 11, Kuntres Divrei Sofrim. Rav Chanan Wasserman, very famous idea. Also talking with the Koch of the Rabbanans, and he basically says that according to the Rambam, each Dirabbanan, he focuses on Lamedus a lot, but each Dirabbanan stems from the Daraisa that it's based off. So if you have Avodah Zarah, Gilei Raya, Dirabbanan, you actually have to give up your life for those things to consider Abizrayah, Abizrayah, Avodah Zarah. Dini Derabbanan mesh in to the source mitzvah that's based off. And that's, in Lamedus, that's amazing, but just if you take a step back and think of what that means hashkafically, then we make it Dini Derabbanan, it somehow metaphysically meshes into Shemayim, into what the Torah actually said. It becomes part and parcel of the Torah itself.
The Rambam also, doesn't he say, or is it the Ramban, that every Rabbanan
is a
saucer? Yeah, this is this piece. This is what the Rav Chanan explained that Machlokas in the Shoresh Mitzvot, in the Sefer Mitzvot. The Lelo Saucer. This is that exact piece.
But you're saying something different.
Yeah. That's how he explains Machlokas. At the end of the day, the way he explains Machlokas is that the Ramban holds that each individual Rabbanan is a separate Rabbanan. But the Ram holds that it meshes into the Din D'oraisa. Source number 6 I found randomly on the internet.
Hour 6? 12.
Oh my gosh. One of those. Okay, source number 12. Source number 12 is the Shutrat Vaz. Just interesting idea. It's pretty crazy. He paskins l'halacha that if you have treif midrabanon, something that's not kosher midrabanon, you have to lose all your money in order to avoid eating it. We have a din that when it comes to mitzvah d'oraisa, mitzvah seh, you have to spend up to a fifth to do it. When it comes to lo seh, you have to lose all your money. But the Ravaz says, even the lo seh mitzvah d'rabanan, you have to spend all your money in order to avoid doing it, which is pretty crazy. as well. And the reason why he gives the last few words of that source is Drabanan Ahai Kras Mechuhu, which might be talking about what we just said in the Kuntra Sivri Sofrim, that since non-kosher mitzvah Drabanan is meshed, is linked to the Pasuk that talks about not eating kosher, it has the tokev, it has the koach, and neither that you have to lose all your money in order to avoid it. So going back to the other side, first side, we talked about the koach of derabanan. But let's go a step deeper. We still have to understand why a derabanan could beat out, or at least on the same level as what Hashem says, or what a baskol says. Source number 7, the Ramban says, above a basra, amazing Ramban, he says, the Gemara says that once the Beis Mikdash was destroyed, Nevuah was taken from the Nevi'im, but it was not taken from Chachamim. The way the Ramban understands this, the Machlok is exactly what the Gemara means, but the way the Ramban understands it is Afal Pi Shenotla Nevuas HaNevi'im Shu Hamara VeHachazon. Even though we lost Nevuah in terms of seeing things, visions, Nevuas Chachamim Shehi B'Derech Chachma Lo Notla. There's another type of Nevuah, which is B'Derech Chachma, which is based on Seichel, based on logic. Eliyodim ha'emes beruach hakodesh shebekirbam. What the Ramban is saying is that every time we think of something, every time something pops into our head, it's a shtickle ruach hakodesh. When you're learning Torah, just think about what we're doing. Sometimes we conflate studying for a secular exam with learning Torah. It's totally something different. Learning math, learning biology. I'm not getting the whole Torah mata thing, but push up shot. Is that you're trying? There's information out there, and you're just trying to put it into your brain. When it comes to learning Torah, it's the opposite. There's information not out there, and you're trying to put it into yourself through the nevuah, through the ruach hakodesh. Every time you learn, you think about something. It's a shtickle, spark of ruach hakodesh in every one of us. Rav Tzaduk, in source number 8, says this beautifully. He starts out by pointing that the shemesh, shemesh is keneged Torah shebiksav. And the Levana is Kenegat Torah Shebal Peh. And if you skip down to the third line, at the second to last word on the line, he says, V'or Torah Shebal Peh hu gam kein ma'or shebaru Hashem yisparach. Torah Shebal Peh also Hashem created. It's not just us. It looks like we created. It looks like we have a Svara. It looks like we have a Chiddush. But it's really a creation of Hashem. That's why it's this moon. The sun shines light, and the moon reflects light. It's not that it creates its own light. It reflects light. So we, when we think of Torah Shebaal Peh, we're learning Torah Shebaal Peh, we are the moon. We're just reflecting what the sun already has. He goes on to say, even though it seems like we invented things, we came up with things, it's really all coming from Hashem. The spark of Hashem within every one of us. That is the depth of what it means, Eilu ve'Eilu Divrei Chaim, according to Rav Tzaduk. That within every one of us, there's a shtickle Ruach HaKodesh. There's a shtickle Nevuah. Hashem is speaking through us, and we are B'Mechadish Torah, we're learning Torah. I once heard someone telling me, one of my friends, he was saying, you know, I need to do something else because, like, I'm not a Baal Chiddush when it comes to Gemara. I'm not a Baal Chiddush when it comes to Gemara. I can learn, but I'm not a Baal Chiddush. That is just as much kfir as saying I don't believe in Hashem. Because if you don't believe in Hashem, you also shouldn't believe in Hashem that's inside of you. The spark of divinity, the Ruach HaKodesh. Saying I don't believe in Hashem, the Ruach HaKodesh within you, Hashem is speaking through you, so of course you have a koach, you have Chiddush. That's the way Hashem created everyone, to have their own unique oath in the Torah. So everyone has their own Chiddush, because you have to look for it. And this not only applies to a Yachid, but on a Klali level, the Chazon Ish has a famous letter, I think, in source number 9. I think this is the famous letter. I think that he had two Talmidim, that the Chazon Ish, two big Talmidim who ended up, I think, studying in Bar Ilan or something like that, Hebrew University, whatever was around at that point. And they started, no, it wasn't a bad thing back then, but they started learning academic Talmud, which is very big in Israel those days, and they came up with manuscripts, you know, that discovered, okay, like, with these manuscripts, we see that the Rishonim were really wrong, because it couldn't be that they're right. They're reading the wrong types of manuscripts, the wrong documents. So they asked the Chazon Ish, could we now pass an halacha l'maisa based on the new manuscripts that we found? And their taina was, the Vilna Gaon argued with Rishonim, the Gra argued with Rishonim, so why can't we? We found manuscripts. So the Chazon Ish has a famous letter that says that the Vilna Gaon is the Vilna Gaon and you're you. Like, obviously the Vilna Gaon is the most Tara Chassid in the world. That's funny. Malach, Mamish on this world, he could argue Rishonim, but within that letter, he says something amazing. And he says, Hashkachoso yisbarachu b'chol dor v'dor al yechidim shetolen b'chol dor v'dor b'chol dor l'horis chukav mishpatav l'yisrael v'kishahin ma'mikin b'halacha hin b'shazu kimalachim ruach mimarim shore alehen. When chachamim, chachma yisrael, not any stam guy who's learning, yes, with each and every one, there's a spark. But to change halacha, we could have a chiddush, and we're supposed to have chidushim. But not everyone could say, I'm going to change halacha based off of it. You have to be someone with feet. And those people who have those feet are like malachim, with mamish ruach hakodesh resting on them. There's actually a tshuva by the Rav Chaim Volozhiner, Shut HaMeshulash, that says, I just saw this a few minutes ago in the Divrei Sofrim, Rav Schechter's book. Just saw it. Crazy. That says there's a Masorah from the Gra that if you learn a sugya and you're almost 100% sure that you know the sugya to its fullest, and it comes out that you are arguing on the Gedolim, not only do you not have to listen to the Gedolim, it is Asur Midaraisa. His Lashon is, it's Asur Midaraisa. There's a machlokas exactly what source the Gra meant, is what is you're violating. But it's Asur Midaraisa to not follow your own psak. Obviously, it doesn't apply to me and to other people who don't have the ability to say, I really learned the sugi to its fullest. But if you do, we just see the potential of a human being could have. And I was on Lair House, happened to see this article also. So that talks about, he was actually talking about the Rav Schechter's new book. And Divrei Sofrim. It came out.
I was just going to ask you, what are you talking about?
Yeah. It's a new book about Dinei Derabbanus.
Rav Feldman wrote it, I think.
I don't know, yeah.
He put it together, I think, from Rav Schechter's.
Yeah.
So he says that Hashem not only exists within each one of us to establish halacha, but Hashem chooses yechidim to be the mora hara within each and every generation. He says, let's go on to the third line, God steered his faith hitting human checkpoints we call Maimonides, Rabbi Yosef Kairo, the Vilna Gaon, Rabbi Yitzchak Kalman Spector of Soloveitchik, Moshe Feinstein. God utilized these deserving men to calibrate the twists and turns that textual study alone cannot anticipate. For Rambam, that might have been dispatching with scores of rulings previously issued by prior generations in the Gaonic period. Or Yitzchak Chanan's voluminous writings are filled with path-breaking decisions and form religious verbs in the Eretz Yisrael. And of course, the Rav and Rav Moshe instruct their students to follow the Vardi Chumras and Kulas. So, okay. So,
The Rav said about like the fact that through all those generations we didn't have the Meiri and then we just got it back.
Right.
So like
Min HaShemayim.
Baruch Hu didn't want us to have the Meiri.
Exactly.
So, as far as how,
is that true? Yeah. What happened?
It's unclear if we lost him and then got him back or whatever, but he wasn't like
true.
Yeah.
Some people say that with the Rambam also. Apparently Rambam did write Chidushim HaLashas, not just Mishnah Torah. And that would be really awkward, like if we had those. Like,
it goes against, we
spend most of our days trying to understand the Rama. Hashem didn't want it that way, because Hashem wanted us to be omel to the degree where we maybe even bechadish things that the Rama didn't even mean, but are true, Lamaisa. So, just to end here, we've seen that Hashem resides. with each and every one of us. We all have a koach achidish. We learn Torah. We should all feel that it's our responsibility to bring that chidish out into the world. We say at the end of Shemot Esrei every single day, and it should be a bracha for us right now, that Yehi Ratzon Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu Shiyamon Besamigdash Meir Amenu V'sein Chalkeinu B'sor Asecha. So everyone, shkai for coming, and thank you.
Shkai. The measure says that Lokaras Hakadosh Baruch Hu Bris.